So what am I to do?
I anticipate being alone at some point. I anticipate a situation where I'll be alone with a young woman, or an older woman for that matter. It doesn't really matter that much. It's not going to be a particularly public situation in the way we discussed 2 shiurim ago. She's not someone with whom I have no issur yichud. We're not related. She's not bialei beir. She's not a married woman whose husband is in close proximity. So it looks like we're headed into a yichud situation. So how do I solve this? So the third type of heter that I have, third type of solution I have for yichud is to introduce someone else into the situation. To introduce a shomer, someone who will diffuse the situation and keep it kosher. What sort of person, who can serve as a valid shomer? So min haTorah, probably anybody. As we began 2 shiurim ago, the Isur Daraisa of Yichud is Beseser. When you have two people, a man and a woman alone, that's the potential Isur Daraisa of Yichud. Min haTorah, 3 is the crowd. Min haTorah, once you have 3 people, it's not a violation of Yichud. However, the Mishnah in the very beginning of the sugya point out right away that Midrabban, Chazal recognized that even when you have 3 people, there is sometimes residual risk, and Chazal expect us to maintain a higher standard. So who can I introduce? Reuven and Aliza alone, just to pick names. Reuven and Aliza alone, that'll be a problem with Yichud. Who can I introduce to solve the problem of Yichud? There's a lot to say, but let's, in the time that we have, talk about a handful of practical solutions. So let's say I introduce Shimon. So the Mishnah says, okay, introduce Shimon. And now it's not just Reuven and Eliezer, but Reuven, Shimon and Eliezer, 2 men and a woman. So that could be okay. But the Gemara says, that's on the assumption that Shimon, this the second fellow I've introduced, my additional male, Shomer, that he's an Ish Kasher. If he's a person of decent standards of Tznius, so that diffuses the situation. If Gemara says if a woman walks into a frat house, there may be 10 men there, but she's alone with 10 men, one is more parts than the next. So aside from the fact that it's probably an unwise situation, it is also a violation of Yichud. Adding a man to the situation will solve the problem if he is an Ish Kasher. How about instead of Reuven, Shimon, and Eliza, how about Reuven, Eliza, and Chagit? So that too, adding a Shomeris, will obviously reduce the concern. But the Gemara points out that just thinking about the most common, the most typical psychodynamics in a situation of seduction, in a situation of potentially inappropriate behavior, so adding an additional woman won't diffuse the situation quite as much as adding an additional man. It won't bring us below the threshold that Chazal are looking for. So adding an additional woman, even an Isha Ksheira, doesn't automatically solve the problem of Yichud. Sometimes, though, it does. When? Number one, Rashi's of the opinion, the Ramah quotes this as a possibility, that adding 2 additional women, now a total of 3 women, and a man is not an Isra Yichud. Worth consulting with the Posek if that could be a likely scenario. Plus, adding a woman with whom I have no Isra Yichud, she solved the problem. So, for instance, for me to be alone with my cousin for an extended period of time, that's a problem of Yichud. But let's say a female cousin. But let's say a female cousin and I are both going to be spending a number of hours with our common grandmother. So that's 2 women and a man. I have no Isra Yichud with my grandmother. So since I have no Isra Yichud with my grandmother, she also serves as a shomeris. She diffuses the whole situation. In that case, I have no Isra of Yichud with the cousin either. The post can point out the Ramah quotes and arrive it based on Gemara, the top of Pei Aleph Amud Aleph, that once it's late at night, the time that people might be drowsy, falling asleep, or if it's actually overnight and people are going to sleep, a sleeping shomer is not as effective, obviously, as a shomer who is awake, not aware of what's going on. And the Gemara seems to, the Ravid, the Ramah seems to say that if I have 2 sleeping shomer, that's the equivalent of an awake shomer. So Rav Shechter's Nusach is that a sleeping shomer is half a shomer. You have one person, a man or a woman, who would have served as a valid shomer, so 2 of them, let's say a couple who's asleep and may wake up at any point and come out and see us, so 2 sleeping shomer are the equivalent of 1 shomer who is awake. There are more details, obviously the time frame we have doesn't allow us to discuss every last detail. It's worth being aware of the highlights of Hilchas Yichud. It's worth being sensitive to the standard and the awareness that the halacha seeks for us to have, to be attuned to seeking to always be in situations that are healthy, happy, and holy. And as we take close where we began, but in a broader sense, we began 2 shiurim ago by talking about Hilchas Yichud as a study of kulos. Think of Hilchas Yichud as a solution-oriented, particularly solution-oriented erev halacha. You recognize this may be a yichud situation. So let's figure out, how am I going to solve this? What kula can I bring? How can I tweak the situation so that I make it kosher, so that I make it appropriate? And that's, I think, a larger frame of mind to have as well. How can I solve the situation? All of us come in a variety, in all sorts of aspects of our lives. We come sometimes to a spiritual impasse. We feel like, I'm in a place that's not great. I'm in a place that's not healthy, happy, holy. So to ask ourselves, so how am I going to misaken? What can I change? What can I tweak? Who can I bring in? How can I adapt the situation? How can I elevate the situation to infuse it with greater Kedusha Vatara? And hopefully doing that on a private, personal level can enable Klal Yisrael to do that as well, to ask ourselves, how can we be misaken? How can we infuse ourselves with greater Kedusha Vatara, particularly in this week when we turn our eyes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and ask Him to fuse our lives with the greatest Kedusha and Tara possible. Have a magnificent day.